This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Years ago, there was an article that came out about the seven most expressive words in the English language. As somebody who's into words, I study words all the time. I constantly have a dictionary by the bedside in my office. I'm always looking up what words mean. I'm interested in words. And so when I saw that article, the seven most expressive words in the English language, I wanted to read it. It was followed up by another article, the seven saddest words in the English language. I came up with my own list, the seven most abused words in the English language, misused and abused. And the number one abused and misused word, in my opinion, in the English language is the word love. At every wedding I conduct, I mention to the couple that love in our culture has been reduced to either sentimentality or sensuality. It's something sticky, sweet, and sentimental. We talk about we love grandma, and we love this, and we love that, or it's reduced to sensuality, actually to have to do with the sexual realm. The concept of love is taught in Scripture is much deeper than both sentimentality or sensuality. I think it's the most abused word in the language. But the second most abused word in the language, in my opinion, is the word faith. You mention the word faith to some people, and they always associate it with money and success. You believe in yourself. You believe in your capacities. You believe in your resume. You believe in your capabilities. And you can conceive something, and what your mind can conceive, it can achieve. That's not what faith ultimately is about. We'll find that out in the passage we read about Noah today. This may surprise you, but faith is not about possibility. It's not about probability. Faith isn't believing in yourself. Faith isn't believing that your ship will come in. Faith is believing that God is with you even if the ship sinks. Would you listen to that again? Faith isn't believing that your ship's going to come in someday. Faith is believing that God is with you even if the ship goes to the bottom of the ocean. We're going to talk about the second most abused word, and that's the word faith. Jesus is to be believed, really. He really is. We're going to read about it in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, exactly where we left off last week as we preached through this book of the Bible and share a verse-by-verse study. Now, I want you to listen to verse 6. I want you to underline it for this reason. I honestly believe that this is one of the most important verses in all of the Bible. I don't say that often, but I say it today. Verse 6, one of the most important verses, Old Testament, New Testament, doesn't matter. Here it goes. Without faith, it is impossible. Do you get that word? It is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. Somebody asked me recently, they said, Randy, why do you always talk about doing a verse-by-verse study of a scripture? And here's what I mean. That's where people learn the Bible. I'm not condemning any other style of preaching. I'm not condemning any minister. But I really believe people don't learn scripture any other way. When you have a message that says three ways to be happy, five ways to keep your wife happy, four ways to improve your gas mileage, and those are the sermon titles that you can find on the internet today, and we put a scripture underneath it and inject it, and you can do that. But the way people learn the Bible is verse by verse. This is what this verse says, and this is what it means. This verse says this. And you say, well, why do you do that? Because that's where the power is. Well, this message from Hebrews 11 continues tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.